The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Conspiracies. Bigfoot.
UFO. Mind control.
Ghosts and demons.
The occult. Dogman.
Aliens.
Don't break the oath.
Merry fucking Christmas and a happy new year to all our listeners. I'll get on to some shout-outs at the end.
Yeah, so today's show is cryptid creatures that might still exist. Like I say, it sounds kind of obvious that this would be a no. You know, there'd be no creatures that we don't know about.
We've done a show, a few of them, haven't we?
Well, so you always hear about people finding frogs and, you know, new species of frogs and crickets and shit in the Amazon. But when we're talking about stuff like Bigfoot, you know, bigger creatures.
Dogman.
It sounds more far-fetched, doesn't it, that it could be. So, but what I've found is that just in the last 10 years, there's been 10 mammals discovered. I mean, these are not small creatures. These are, you know, I mean, a three-toed pygmy sloth, 2001. What else we got here? We've got monkeys. Brazil.
Evolution, isn't it?
These things are just knocking around all the time. I mean, look at this one. And this is the best one, really, is a creature. It's basically a deer. It's a small deer. And this was found in the Vietnam jungles. In 1992, they had a bone. So they knew it was there. Mm. They had a bone. But they didn't find it, actually eyes on and get a hold of one, until 2010. So you're talking, what, now, in 8 years, well, 10, 20 years now, fucking, and this is just knocking around. And I mean, it's not a single animal, a deer, it's in a herd.
Mm.
So these things are out there.
Mm. But in one place.
Well, you've got lemurs, Madagascar. But they call this thing a Goodman's mouse lemur, so I don't know how big it is. I'm guessing it's not very big if it's called mouse. But that was 2005. So that's Madagascar, Panama, Brazil, dolphins found in Australia, 2011. So there's plenty of animals out there.
I mean, all we get really is it's save the lion or save the tiger or save this because it's extinct. It's going to be extinct. Or save the panda. Yeah. No more about, oh, we found this.
Yeah,
or
no,
we
you
found
don't hear
that.
About these.
Or we found this. But it's always when I was looking, money, please, because these things are going
to
die. You think,
well, it's got to be cute and cuddly to save it,
yeah.
Right?
Is it really not? They're not getting killed or whatever. Is it just evolution saying that time's up for that species? Yeah. It's time to move on to the next one. You know,
but if they actually found like the chupacabra and asked people to donate to save that, I can't imagine.
No, it doesn't
work.
Would it?
For
no,
it. It's pretty ugly.
No.
But when I was looking into this,
I've seen a couple of them on my YouTube, but
these mammals.
Sure,
but it's not just it's not just animals. I mean, there's just a story here from. This was a guy found 40 years. He'd been living in a treehouse for 40 years with his son. This is in Vietnam. Essentially, this guy thought that the war was still on. His lad was 42. I think his name was, and I know my Vietnamese is fantastic, but his name was Ho Van Lang. And he was 42, and his father was 82 years old. And they've been living in this treehouse for 40 years. He said that his wife and the mother of his children was killed by a landmine, and they just took him to hiding. He'd literally been living in the jungles there, chopping firewood, pulling down trees for firewood, surviving on corn that they'd grown, you know? So, I mean, it's survival, isn't it? But it can be done. But the point is, he's been in there 40 years, and no one noticed him. That's a bloke living in Vietnam. So, and then you've got, like, loads of tribes in the Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many parts of the Amazon are disappearing every year?
I mean, these people, more and more, I think there's 14 tribes that they made contact with last year, but they reckon there's still another 100 in there. But they're people. But so we're getting on to creatures now. So cryptid creatures that may exist. Creature number one. What about... Let's start with a good one. Let's start with one that everybody knows. A leprechaun.
Leprechaun, I wouldn't, yeah.
What do we think about a leprechaun now?
Straight over the magical one.
Yeah.
Well, you've got leprechauns, you've got into fairy rings, and then you're going into... Yeah. Well, yeah, it's the, obviously the part of the, dragons, part of the fairy, the, you know, the well, Irish myth, isn't it?
Yeah, for those who don't know, basically a leprechaun is a little fairy folk.
Oh, a sprite, isn't it? Kind of a sprite.
Similar, but they're more goblin-like, aren't they, essentially. But he's just a little fairy, little man, dressed in green, generally.
Why green? Why is he dressed in green?
It's his island. Yeah. Running round. I did work with a guy who swore he saw leprechauns, but I think he was nuts. And if you told him that he was full of shit, he'd just smack you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he's true, then.
Was he Irish?
No, he was just crackers.
Oh, nuts.
But anyway, so leprechaun. Do we believe a leprechaun? See, it's not just the Irish that saw these, though. I mean...
It's different. The Irish call them leprechauns. Another people other call them something else, you know what I mean?
But, yeah. I mean, even the Vikings that turned up in Ireland said they saw it. So, I mean...
It's only a midget, isn't it, in green?
Is it?
What's not to believe about it?
Smaller than that, and he's only a foot or so. But...
Is that offensive?
Let's score it out of... I'll tell you what, I need a pen. I'll score it out of 10 then. Believability. We'll score mile out of, should we say 10?
What I know is, obviously, I know of the Deva Kingdom, which is another race of like fairies, elves, gnomes. So I suppose leprechauns would go into that category anyway.
Well, yeah.
So, the leprechaun, some say I'll see a leprechaun, it could be
out of 10.
Elf.
Out of
you
10.
Don't know, do you?
10 being.
Absolutely. I mean, I've never seen that. I've never seen him. So
10 being absolutely definitive.
I don't know what it is.
What, a leprechaun?
If we're saying, could it be just a small person wearing green, then 10 out of 10.
Yeah, but we're not.
Are we on about like we're talking sat on a pot of gold at the end
absolutely.
Of a rainbow?
We're talking about everything.
Fat zero, isn't it?
Everything that goes with a leprechaun, he wants his. I want me gold! And follow me to the rainbow and all that.
Well, that could be putting that, you know, my mate.
Offensive.
That was my best Scottish. So you're saying zero for the leprechaun? Zero for Paul. I'm going zero for the leprechaun.
Right. If it was a leprechaun, like Paul, I'd go zero. But if it was part of the Deva Kingdom, then I'm not sure. But
it's like a Narnia thing.
Narnia. Well, kind of Narnia is thing again.
different realm.
Different, yeah, different, yeah, different realm. Well,
anything's possible.
But it could be. The person that dressed at zero, right?
Right, zero.
But I'm thinking,
happy with that.
Saint Patrick,
it could take any kind of sprite or div, it could take form in another way. You know what I mean?
So, no, essentially. So, but I mean, leprechaun's winning at the moment with zero. All right, leprechaun is zero. So, what about the kappa? You know the kappa?
Kappa. Is that like a banshee thing?
A swamp thing.
It's like essentially, it's a cross between a turtle and a monkey, and it's scaly like a lizard, but it lives in Japan. Now, these have been seen for...
It's like E.T., that, isn't it?
Yeah. These have been seen for... I mean, it's like E.T. with a wig, isn't it?
With a turtle
shell on its back. But there's loads of stories about these being mischievous troublemakers, you know, that sort of thing, like pull pranks on people. I mean, yeah, that sounds funny and that, but they do then drown people, they do rape children and all the rest of it, and keep kidnap children.
It doesn't look really...
They eat people. But essentially, what I think the Kappa was a way to stop children going near water.
Because these things...
With a myth, it comes from somewhere, in it?
Live near water. But then I've heard people talk about seeing them in America and other places of the world. So, the Kappa... And again, all these creatures, I'll put a picture up if I can on the Twitter so that people don't know what they are. So we'll have a poll on this. We'll do a poll, then we'll put a poll on Twitter, and then the creatures are there, and then people can decide. But the Kappa, I mean, they still have signs, even today in Japan, warning people not to go near waters. They actually have a sign on the gate saying, don't go in, Kappa being spotted. They're fearful of them. So, Kappa... What we're saying on the Kappa?
Well, one other thing in Lord of the Rings. Did you see that bit in Lord of the Rings where Frodo and that Gollum was going past that water, and you had them kind of saying, "Don't look into the water because they'll pull you in." Yeah.
Mm.
You know, don't stay too much because they'll actually pull you in. Mm. So maybe it come from you know.
Well, I'm not going to go zero on this one because I think there's something to it. The leprechaun's pretty friendly enough. You never hear stories of him raping women and all that.
No, but you hear the leprechaun kind of being a bit of a rogue, don't you? You know, a bit of a person who puts you on your own.
The Kappa sounds serious shit.
Rumpelstiltskin.
So I know I don't want to meet a Kappa. The leprechaun, I'd love to meet Kappa. No, don't fancy it. So I think I'm going to go 2 for the Kappa. Just because of them signs that still being put up today, I think if there's nothing to it, why would the Japanese government still allow these signs to be put up?
Same with Norwegians, isn't it? With the trolls, they've got troll signs in Norway,
aren't
they?
There you go. We'll get on to trolls, actually.
That's what they said. You know, trolls. All these trolls. Beware trolls about.
Troll. Now that could be up for the tourists then ones as well.
Of course it is.
But what do you reckon then, Kappa?
Kappa, I'd go for maybe a low astral. I'd go for a 5.
You think?
Yeah. Low astral, definitely 5 on that. I'm not. If I'd go, because I think it is.
Yeah. What do you reckon for the Kappa?
Yeah, I don't know. The Japanese are always really flamboyant with their ideas.
So you're going to go naught?
I reckon someone was just naughty near some water.
And stopped them going near water.
Yeah, and then a story come from it.
It definitely would, though, wouldn't it? Zero? Zero.
Because I think it's mythology. I think there's definitely some into it, but my mind is
too human.
I think it's low astral.
All these creatures are, though, aren't they? They're always.
If it was actually like a mammal that drags someone in the water, then after watching something like River Monsters, you can imagine it. There's
stuff
out there with like human teeth, isn't there?
Yeah.
Big fish.
Let's go for a more exotic one now. Let's go for mermaids.
Yeah, I do think, they do exist, still do.
You reckon they exist? Yes.
And
what are we calling a mermaid in this description? Are we saying, because for people that don't know what a mermaid is, are we saying they're bottom half woman? Bottom half fish, top half woman,
Well, possible the other way around.
I guess there's men as well.
Yeah, mermen, merwomen. So obviously, there's plenty of them about, there must be. Reproducing somehow, you know what I mean? Well,
there's been reports, and I've seen this one talk about reports in Israel and places like that. Have you seen that where it's on the rock?
Yeah,
on YouTube, it's on the rock, and then it just darts back into the water. I mean, yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that, but I don't know. I mean, there is a reward up, $1 million reward if anyone ever captures photographic evidence or. Captures a mermaid, you can get £1 million, so it's worth believing in just for that.
I know that they was created during the time of Atlantean times, as I said before, because it was like the centaur, half man, half animal. He was sent out in the woods to get berries and stuff from the woods. The mermaid was sent out to bring fish, basically servants.
So you reckon,
and I reckon the minotaur was to work the land.
So you reckon
I think they still exist. You know, but the mythology behind it is like it's Greek. It's not Greek. It's Atlantean.
So do you think it did exist? Yes. It doesn't exist anymore?
I think it still exists.
You think it still exists? I still, yeah. The essence of this is creatures that may still exist.
No, I think they may, still exist. Yeah, because so there's oceans. We know there's oceans out there. There's never been touched.
Give the Kappa a five.
Yeah, of course.
What are you going to go for the mermaid then?
Well, I'll give it a nine, mate.
Nine?
A good nine. Yeah, because I know they still exist. You know, I'm obviously really, you know, I'm not.
A nine for the mermaid.
Because I think that there was invented in Atlantis, and I think they still exist today.
Yeah, I think we're still getting stories of mermaids, as much as I don't want to admit it.
I mean, even if, say if it was on a boat, yeah.
I'm going to go for it.
You was going past, you see a mermaid, and what, you took all the pictures. I mean, would they really believe that? Oh, it's crap, it's fake. You know, even took the pictures. Mm. Would they still believe you?
I'll give it a 10% chance. Really quick. I'll go one. What about you?
I don't know. I'm thinking it's just a myth, another story that was made up. But it's maybe all like pirates getting pissed up and falling in the water.
Well, they reckon that
seduced by a mermaid.
Oh no, you're talking about the
mantis. Don't man.
What do you call them? They call the oh, nah, yeah, the sirens.
Yeah,
the sirens, aren't they? Where they lured you to the rocks and then they took you.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Sirens.
Was that sirens?
I think there were, wasn't there? Because we caught
them
in the nets.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, there were sirens. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
So they not so mermaids?
Different. I think the sirens, like, they're man, they eat man, don't they? Eat meat and shit.
Well,
I don't know.
We don't see them often enough to know. Do
no,
but they used morph, didn't they?
Got to eat
some from a beautiful woman into a demon.
Yeah, but they're always female, aren't they? Always. There's never a man sirens, always female. I mean, you saw them on the shells, Pirates of Caribbean. There was in Red Dwarf as well, as sirens, different creatures. So I think there's something in there.
So you've gone nine, I've gone.
Yeah, I can't see evolution
creating that.
Creating us, drag us out the water and then stick a tail back on us to put us back in. It makes no sense.
Not with arms.
It wouldn't.
You'd have flippers. Well,
I don't think.
Yeah, you wouldn't get half and half.
That it wasn't meant to.
So you're going.
Fish don't have arms, do they?
You think the.
Well, I think they're did.
Well,
yeah,
so you're fish now don't have arms.
You're going zero again. Some fish do.
Yeah,
wood skippers. You're going zero.
You do.
But they're
zero.
They're not arms. They're fins, though, aren't they?
But the mermaid scored a 10, unbelievably.
Yeah, because I definitely the mermaid, definitely, because I know of my research into Atlanteans and shit and what there was. So
scored an unbelievable 10. Now there's one of my favourite ones, Michele Membe.
Okay.
Yeah. Which basically means...
It's like a brontosaurus, isn't it, wasn't it?
Well, essentially, that's what it is. Sort of like brontosaurus. It's like a... although it is what land dwelling mainly, it does spend most of its time in the water. But essentially, for those who don't know what a Michele Membe is, it's lives in the Congo.
Long mess.
It lives in the Congo. It's like more like a Diplodocus type thing. It's got legs. It's like a Long Mess, but it's got legs. But it moves in the trees and... But the locals there in the Congo, they absolutely believe this still exists.
So I've seen it.
And there's people now, British explorers and stuff, they're trying to get money together to go and search for this thing. What's funny about this Michele Membe, the actual meaning of it, is the one who stops the flow of rivers or the stemmer of rivers. Mm. It's meant to be that big that it can actually, if it turns in the river, it'll just flood the earth, the water can't come out. That's the size.
You'd see it then. It's not something that you'd eye to be down the bush, would it?
Well, no, because people...
People that been in one place and...
Just in the Congo, but people that have been in the Congo say that these like elephants or whatever just appear out of nowhere. They don't hear them come to lower on top of them because it's that dense, thick jungle.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's an elephant. So I mean, they're not. I mean, there is Westerners that do say they've clocked eyes on this thing briefly, there's other things where they say they've. Seeing devastation, where it's walked through the woods and stuff, or jungle.
Mm-hmm. I'm voting on this, as in, is it before still you vote, living?
Yeah, no, still existing. Let me just fill you in on something, because I think this is relevant to the Michele Membe. Well, Westerners went to the Congo, and they were showing the people books of animals, because they wanted to know what lived in the region. And they were flicking through the pages of these books, they just took a fucking book with animals in. And obviously you always have a section on dinosaurs and stuff. So they're slicking through this and the people say, no, that don't exist. No, like fucking turkeys or whatever. No, no, no. Donkey, no, no. Then they come to stuff that does exist in there, like an elephant or a monkey. Yeah?
Yeah,
they say, oh yeah, we got that monkeys. We got this fucking elephant. Going through and they went, oh, this is the dinosaur section. We'll skip that. And before they could chance to skip it, they said, oh, we've got one of them. And they said, what? One of them? And they said, yeah, that lives there. That's McKenna and me. What? And then showed them other stuff that don't exist in there. They said, no.
So it was just that one then?
So it was just this and the other stuff that we know exists.
Is that the photo
there.
Of it?
That was the drawing of it, yeah. How they showed him. Now, they showed him like a proper one, but
maybe you're just mistaken. Maybe someone see it a little bit pissed up and that's actually an elephant trunk.
Yeah, but they showed him elephants as well, and they said, yeah, that's...
Yeah, but an elephant
they do
like this
different. What, with its nose up in
there? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was always licking frogs and
the
stuff
size,
like that,
the size of this thing.
Yeah, elephants aren't...
Yeah,
they're small creatures, aren't
yeah,
they?
If it's stemming rivers, it's...
No, it's too big.
Okay, I think the Congo is such a vast area and so...
Well, I mean, I was disappointed. I think Jordan Maxwell. Nice. I mean, I like Jordan. We are, you know, my hero, Jordan Maxwell. He was saying one time he was out somewhere and he even saw pterodactyls.
I've heard people say that.
Yeah,
well,
I'm saying he yeah. saw them. Anyway, so
I'm going to go
in certain areas. So
five. I'm going to give this 50% chance. 50-50 on this.
Yeah, but is it actually in the Congo or is it coming from somewhere else
no,
and coming back out? You know,
no.
If I'm saying again.
Yeah,
we could that
it doesn't
show
it lives in the water, does it?
It just uses the water. Yeah, and it, the people that have seen it said that it can submerge underwater and hold its breath. So if it sees you coming, it'll duck.
Hmm.
But there's only certain parts of the river it can live in, and
yeah.
This is why this guy's want to go back out there and look at certain parts of the river, because there's only certain places where it's deep enough where this thing could submerge itself. And what it'll do, it'll submerge itself, let you do what you do, you disappear and it pops back up.
Mm.
Or its head just comes up and looks around, there's nobody there. So it, I'm giving it a chance to remain hidden here. And if you're not looking for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, well,
so
I know.
It's not small though, is it?
It's not small, but...
How big is it? Does it specify?
No, just say it's... Well, they say it stops river, so I mean, it's big.
Is it actually Brontosaurus size?
I don't think it'll be
big
as that.
No,
I don't think it'll be
like
big
a miniature
spot,
one.
Yeah.
It's going to be
it's
bigger,
like
than
big an elephant.
Yeah.
Bigger than an elephant.
Yeah, well, definitely bigger than an elephant.
No. If there was one,
If there's one, there's got to be more.
Yeah, but there won't be one. There can't be one, can there?
So you're saying...
So, no.
No, I'm thinking it's...
It's too big for
zero.
It's too big.
That,
it can't be on its
dinosaurs
own.
Dinosaurs did used to exist, don't they?
I know, but it can't be
I
on
think
its own,
still
can it? You've got to have two parents to breed that.
No, absolutely.
So there's three of them.
But you've got, say, a lot like the Loch Ness Monster. You know, you've got that. Obviously, Loch Ness is bombless, really, isn't it?
Don't
you know
get,
what I mean?
Don't
okay.
get carried
away. They've done that, though, haven't they? They've sewn out the whole...
Yeah,
they
have, all
don't
of
get
they
carried away. We're coming on to fucking
yeah.
Loch Ness.
Okay.
I don't Loch Ness would know what's going
so
on.
So let's
really.
Just score the McKaylee memory.
Right,
if
okay.
you think it's bullshit, just say.
Ah, bullshit.
Right,
so you're saying
zero.
Zero
then.
So you're going negative one. Bullshit.
I'm
going
to go a big BS on that one.
So you're zero. You're saying zero as well?
No, I'm open, you know me, Lee, I'm open mind, mate. It still exists, but I'm not sure about that one. I'll go with three, mate.
Three?
I'll go with three.
So that's eight.
Too open minded.
Yeah, well, you have to be.
He's up there.
Because what you've been taught is bullshit anyway.
We've
been brainwashed in school and that, and history's been bullshit.
We're going stall at the moment. We're still.
Yeah, let's go on religious.
Right.
Oof, don't go there.
We touched on this, so we may as well go for it.
Okay.
The player saw, aka the Loch Ness Monster, or Ogopogo, as it's known in the States.
They got one.
Yeah, in Lake somewhere in British Columbia, they got one. I think
oh, Lake Lake. I know what it is. Lake, not is it Michigan.
I can't remember, but I know it's up there anyway. But they call it Ogopogo, and there's one been photographed near somewhere in Norway. They've got a lake there, one of these in as well. Same thing, players saw.
Norwegian.
Could be the same one.
I mean, these things. Playing devil's advocate, like these things did live worldwide in the ocean. They were everywhere.
Well,
everywhere there was water was one of these things.
Well, we sort of remember, I showed you know, a little stuff about Norway, didn't I? The giants and that trolls.
Oh, absolutely. But these things were meant to have died out 66 million years ago. So I guess you've got to. I mean, there is other creatures that have lasted that long. There is other creatures that we find in the sea now, like the coelacanth, before it didn't exist, and then they pull one up and a net just
well,
how big is that?
Oh, that. About a couple of foot long.
Yeah, but
it's the armoured fish.
I think the...
these are armoured fish. It's the same as a horseshoe crab.
I think the ones in Norway and stuff like that was all giant squids. I mean, you still get giant squids today. Not as big as depicted before.
Don't jump the gun.
Kill a squid, can you?
Don't jump the gun. Let's just talk about the...
It's hard to kill a squid.
Nessie. Let's talk about old Nessie.
something is massive. Like,
I don't know.
It's got a jaw. I think you've just
okay. But I'm this about fighting it. I'm just saying, natural causes.
If you want to go on photographic evidence,
natural disasters are hard to kill a squid.
This has been photographed in more than one place.
Something as big as a Loch Ness monster.
Yeah, but if you go down Loch Ness, and if it's got caverns within caverns to go anywhere else, what if it goes anywhere?
What if it lives in the ocean, but every now and again just gets pops up in? Maybe it comes back to these lakes to breed.
Nah,
I believe what the caverns galore. At the bottom, I think
that's
creatures galore at the bottom. They can't get to the bottom.
Too big.
It's too vast. Too.
I'm on about the Loch Ness Monster itself.
I don't think science would give you the truth anyway.
If it
found something, it wouldn't tell you anyway.
They
keep it to themselves. They might give you a story of Loch Ness Monster, leave it at that. They won't tell you, we found this one, we found that. I don't think they would. I think they keep it to themselves.
Alright, I'm just going to say, I'm not going to base my opinion on whether it's living in Loch Ness or Lake Michigan or wherever that lake is in the States, where it's seen in Norway. I'm not going to base my opinion on that. I'm going to base my opinion on, could this thing still be living in the ocean? If it's been photographed and it was in a lake or whatever, I think, because I don't think there could be breeding pairs that live that long in a lake. I think there'd be millions of the cunts, you know what I mean? Because every time you look in a lake, you'd see one.
How would, if they do exist, but I'm saying how would one live? How up to what? 200 years? 300 years?
No idea.
You know, what's the life
seems
on it?
To be in the sea, the bigger they are, the longer they'll live.
Yeah.
You know.
How long do whales live? 100 years?
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe this is just live forever then. It's just not, maybe it's 66 million years old.
No, I don't think it'll be that difficult. I don't think so.
They're proper adapted though, aren't they? Yeah, they ain't nothing.
Yeah.
All right.
This has got to eat fish, hasn't it?
I wasn't going to base my opinion on the fact that it lived in a lake, but I am going to base my opinion based on that it lives meant to live on a lake, and I think it's impossible for such a creature that size to live in a lake. If that lake's got no access to the sea, I'm not 100% sure that it has.
No, there must be caverns underneath. It's got to be caverns to go to one place to another. It's got to be.
Whatever it is, it's definitely an air breather. There's no way it lives underwater permanently.
No, so I'm going to go zero. So,
a lot more sightings would have been seen.
And it's been seen there a lot less than it's all to say, but it keeps the tourists coming, and that, you know, the sonar, the lake and everything. And
I don't believe what they say. I don't believe science. I think they're bullshit most of the time. They're liars. You know, and they keep a lot of stuff away from us. They won't tell us anyway. They won't tell you the truth.
There's no way they'd be scared if they let that one loose, though.
No,
if a scientist found that, there's no way it'd affect anything.
This won't change much with it. So I'm going to go zero on this. Paul?
Oh, yeah.
Zero again.
Of course.
Well,
Andy?
I'm sorry, mate. I'm I do believe something's under that, you know what I mean? I think it's cavern under there. As that creature, I'm not sure, because I think, as you said, it's a kind of a crowd puller to the area, which is true. Right? But I still believe there's still something on that.
If we was talking about the ocean, I'd probably give it a 2.
Yeah.
But we're not.
Yeah, but I was saying that. The scale of it. If it was the size of a mouse in that lake, then yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's that size...
I'm going on the Loch Ness Monster here. Okay, Loch Ness Monster, okay? And zero. Because... No.
It's got to be an elephant size, hasn't it?
Yeah, but
zero.
The lake's not that.
You know. So I think I agree with you, Lee, there, anyway. It's a crab puller.
It's like all the others, though. It's like mythical creatures that was made up to keep people away or to bring them in.
Yeah.
Loch Ness is shit out.
A lot of things, isn't it?
But I do believe there is cabins hundreds of miles down, but it's bottomless, really. I said it's bottomless. Well, it isn't, but it's
far down.
And I believe there's caverns and caves where...
Let's go for this one.
Yeah, where there's access to other oceans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Have they tested the water? Is it salty? Does it get salt water in it? Loch Ness.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to go like
this. Well, I guess they could find that out, couldn't they?
This thing is the Mapinguari. Would you say?
Yeah, the Mapinguari, is it?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, essentially, what this is...
It looks like an anteater.
Yeah, it's a kind of like a... For a description, it's basically a cross between like an aardvark and a giant sloth. Now, there is a precedence to this because there was a giant ground sloth which myths died back, you know, 10,000 years ago or whatever it was. And it actually weighed, it was 20 foot tall and weighed 4 tons. Now we know that this did exist. This creature that we're seeing now is only 8 foot tall. So it's half the size of the one that we know existed.
What, the giant sloth?
This one.
I'm sure when we did the trolls,
the biggest one was 20 foot tall.
Where we did the ones in Norway.
20 foot tall and 4 tons.
And they've got a skeleton of this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they know about this one. Hmm. It walked on the new, like it had a tail, it walked on the sides of its feet due to its fucking claws. You know, it's got them two big prong claws. Yeah, but it lived like 10,000 years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure when we did the Norway, the trolls, that when I did some digging, there was just some, they was on about some sloths and big ones coming off the road. You know, people seeing them,
and they'd say like it's some sort of sloth, but I don't know if they're some sort to do with a shadow man or whatever, but anyway, this particular one, it's large, because I say it's large, it's ape-like, it's meant to inhabit the rainforests of Brazil, that straddle Brazil and Bolivia, and according to local folklore, like say local folklore says it stands 8 foot tall, and apparently it's bulletproof. Its back is covered in scales. It has thick red fur on its head and belly, long curved claws.
And I believe it's
bulletproof. It starts to sound believable.
This is where it gets a bit unbelievable, because they say it has a second mouth in the centre of its stomach. Now, I wonder if they're talking about a pouch.
Like a kangaroo?
Like a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know about a kangaroo...
Oh, and it's a baby.
Because you'd have a baby sticking out. And the people... Because you won't... I mean, fucking hell, it's 8 foot tall, eight foot tall.
Never seen
like
a
that.
Kangaroo.
You ain't going to stick around too long. So if you see someone popping out its fucking belly, you think, fuck that.
Alien, isn't it?
So, based on that...
Yeah, just that bit,
And not only that, but these people have not seen one of these before. You know, like we see them... We know about them because of books and all this. But the people that live there... I guess that nowadays they do know about these, but these accounts go well back. And the most recent sighting reported in the New York Times was 2007.
So what country are we?
Bolivia.
Bolivia.
And
just
Brazil.
Bolivia.
Mostly, Brazil. Yeah, just in that area.
Well, I don't believe in it. It's bulletproof. I don't believe in that, really.
I think that you'd need a massive weapon to bring something like that down. And I think that's probably what they're getting confused between bulletproof and not having the right penetration.
Well, you just take it
because I'm fucking bulletproof.
If you're shooting me with
paper darts, you know I'm fucking bulletproof. You know what I mean? So if they're shooting this thing, but like a fucking little bolt, like an arrow, what they normally knock a monkey out of a fucking tree with, then to all intents and purposes, that's bulletproof. Oh. I mean, a 50 cal probably go straight through it, wouldn't it? But they're not using 50. So what do you reckon that? I think if you dropped a nuke on it, I don't think it's
protection would do anything with a nuke.
Scales or no scales.
Scales, no scales. No, yeah,
but piss off with it. We know that there is, if you like, this is like almost like a missing link, what they're talking about, because we got the sloths, we know there used to be a giant sloth or a mega sloth, what it's called. This is kind of the middle one, so I think on this one...
Could be the new one, you know?
Could be evolution.
They're all really big, though, aren't
they? This is big, though. But when you're talking about the rainforest, though, you're talking about massive extents of land, aren't you? And people bump into this every now and again. And just think about the description, how detailed it is. You know, red fur, this belly in its... Or pouch in its belly. This pouch... I think it's got to be a pouch.
Specifying what that is, though, don't we?
I mean, imagine the first time someone bumps into a kangaroo. Can you imagine describing that come to somebody?
Yeah. Something popping out.
It's a kangaroo. What the fuck? It had a belly in its mouth. A mouth in its belly. It had a little one sticking out. Half digested. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, so it's got to be a pouch. Yeah, I agree with it, mate. Definitely, I agree with it.
Yeah.
It's got to be a pouch.
I think this is a goer. I think
evolution's led to it. Obviously, you know, wherever it's been like some predator's been at it. So
I'm going to give
grow a pouch, take its young with it, and just go.
I'm going to give this 50% chance of being true. What do you reckon? Scores, please.
I'll give it a 5.
Yeah,
I'll give it a 5. Yeah. I think so, definitely.
50-50% chance, so yeah.
This one seems more plausible than the others.
And the location. But I mean, if this was being seen in fucking
big.
Mexico City or something, then that's different. But it's not. I mean, it's in the rainforest.
I think we had this before, didn't we?
We said
the size of them. It depends where you.
I'm thinking like
area you are.
Walking around on 8 foot, and it's not just one of them. There's got to be more than one, hasn't there? Because otherwise it'd die out.
It's going to look a size, isn't it? We see.
But look at the pattern.
So you can see a group of them.
A group of them, yeah.
You think, what the
No,
it'd be a lot more
exciting. Sloths are pretty lonesome, aren't they? You ever see like
but they're about a foot, aren't they?
Yeah, they're sloths, yeah.
They're only a foot big.
Sloths are a couple of foot, aren't they? Yeah, but we're not talking about
them. Well, stretch your arms
different, different size, isn't it? Different sizes.
Well, you believe in a sloth?
8 foot.
8 foot. And that's not even the biggest one. I mean, the bigger one than that was 20 foot. 4 tons.
It's a big, I need to see some more evidence about that.
Yeah.
I can't think that one's real either.
Well, I'll say they've got bones in it. So.
Yeah, but bones, aren't they?
Bones
yeah.
are bones, aren't they?
If the bones are bones, yeah. It's like T-Rex. I know is real.
That could be
all I've seen is
bones. Seen the bones, but it could be the skinny as oak. You know what I mean?
We still weighed a bit. Even
I'll give him a one.
One.
That's not a bad day, Paul.
So we're going 11 there, aren't we?
Yeah, 11 for that one.
Last is, right? Yeah. So Inge's winning. Inge's
it's that picture that does it.
He's slightly beaten
it just
there,
looks
mate.
Real.
Yeah.
Because
unlike this picture.
That's almost a photograph.
Unlike this picture.
No, we're not going to
say
one.
No straight away.
Yeah, I'm going no on that as well.
Which one's that, Dragon?
Jersey Devil.
Who?
Jersey Devil.
Oh, right. Dragons again. Okay.
Holy shit.
Hey, Jersey Shore.
So I suppose we probably should do the elephant in the room and get the old Bigfoot. Out of the way. Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, yeah.
Again, you know, this isn't just an American thing. So obviously they call it up north, or this is not the real name of it, but Sasquatch up there, Canada way on. And then you've got the Bigfoot. And then you've got the Orang Pandek in Malaysia and places like that. You've got the Yowie in Australia.
Yeah.
You've got the Yeti.
Yeti in the Himalayas.
You've got the Bigfoot in England. You've got the Bigfoot in Germany, you've got the Bigfoot in Austria, you've got that all
everywhere. Everywhere.
So, probably when you look at the size of land that we're talking about, when we're talking about the Himalayas, or we're talking about some of these forests in America, I reckon. I think there's more evidence of the Bigfoot than there is of God.
Yeah.
Because I don't think God leaves footprints, as far as I know. So,
I don't think God exists.
What? So,
I think I don't like.
You should have done a
put him on the list.
Oh, right, okay. I'll,
Jesus.
You've got legs, will you?
The rest of them.
I don't, because I think God's a religious word.
Yeah.
Okay, and I don't believe in religion. Okay, so
no,
God is. If you spell God, it's backwards, it's dog.
I think
and that's dogma.
To,
church dogma.
With a God.
And he wears the dog collar.
You have
religion. Twist things, words.
Yeah, yeah.
No, so, I think with a God, you have to specify what you actually.
Yeah, and I don't think
about.
He's a man with a beard in the sky looking at you. I don't believe that bullshit either.
For the God, for the one on the cloud and all
that's
fucking telling you going to hell.
That's bullshit. That's another.
He don't leave footprints, but Bigfoot does. So on that basis,
Jesus did that, didn't he?
I don't know. Did he?
Jesus did.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
But Jesus wasn't living on a cloud, was he? He was living in Israel, wherever.
He wasn't born here. It was another religious bollocks, wasn't it?
Just didn't want to die, did he? So he
Bigfoot, Sasquatch.
Bullshit
I think there's, and I think with the technology the way it is nowadays, with the, just yesterday, something fell from the sky, you know, like a shooting star.
Yeah,
but it was green.
I saw one on the other day, night,
and I've got it on my camera. You know, in the back.
Yeah.
So just with that sort of technology now, I mean, that like 10 years ago, if that had happened, and that was it. I just, my word for it, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. But now I can show you the footage and show you it. It was just a green shooting star. It was really cool. But I think with the technology, the way it's going, and you've seen Bigfoot on police dashboard cams, you know, when they were really the people who had these cameras back in the day. Nowadays, pretty much every person's got one, just for insurance reasons.
Yeah.
So stuff like this, roadside crossings of these are quite common. If you believe in it, I think that it's not going to be long before we get a decent amount of proof on this one.
So yeah, but is it going to come out though? That's what I'm saying. Like,
well,
is it going to come out? Because it's going to get suppressed like everything else does.
I think, I mean, you can suppress and suppress and suppress, but when people get it, when 10 people get the same thing on camera, it's going to prove difficult. So I for this, I can't say 10, but I can say. Bigfoot, I can give him a
He's a bit stupid, though, isn't he?
I can give him an 8, I think. Bigfoot.
You think he's that stealthy and that hidden? You think he'd know what a car is and a road?
Mm. But it's like
you think he'd stay out of the way of that?
It's like all animals, isn't it? It's like fucking deers, isn't it? You wait till the last second before they fucking run out. I mean, what did they do that for?
You know, so rabbits, isn't it? You've got your high beam on. See a bright light, you run away from it. But like, supposedly,
but we're talking about something that's highly intelligent.
No, we're not. Because
you tell me that he buries his dead, he picks his own shit up, he fucking...
No, no, he don't.
He covers his own tracks.
I don't know if he does any of that. I mean, a lot of people...
snap fucking trees in the direction so he knows where he's off. Protect the territory. It's like... all this bullshit that just builds up and builds up.
Well, absolutely, but that's people's...
it's been seen every metre of the earth.
So that's people's explanation for it, because they can't explain where all this stuff goes. They just try and make stuff up to fit.
Well, I believe in it because, obviously, what I've researched, and I know, religion will tell you, we come from monkeys, which is bullshit. You never came from... We're relating away, but we never come from monkeys, as you like. That's never a lie. You know, I believe we came from a hominid, which is, I think, the nearest link to man is Bigfoot.
Mm.
Or Sasquatch, the way we call it. Or hominids. So hominid man.
So you think that Bigfoot's not a monkey?
No. Oh, no. Definitely not. Definitely not. No, no,
of course
that,
we went
again,
from monkeys to an upright monkey, which would be Bigfoot. But
no, Bigfoot was different. Because we're different.
And then
the Bigfoot
they realised... evolution realized it didn't need the size, so it scaled us down.
I mean, Darwin will tell you. Darwin will say to you, "Oh yeah, we came from Gumming." Well, he's a Freemason anyway.
We've got
stuff anyway, all lies. So.
Most people that see Bigfoots, and I suppose for those that don't know, I should just describe what we're talking about. I guess everybody does know, but just in case, it's basically a large bipedal ape-like creature, and some of these. What the averaging sort of 8 foot tall,
8 foot,
some
bigger
than
10 foot.
But a lot of people that do see these things say they have a sloped head like a gorilla.
Mm.
So when we're talking about a sloped head, we're talking about a real small frontal lobe where you do all your critical thinking and stuff. So I think you're saying that they're highly intelligent, or people say, I don't think they are, because when you get people talking about seeing them, they've got this no frontal lobe, makes them
pretty
stupid.
Stealthy for an 8 foot guy.
But I think a lot of creatures are stealthy.
Yeah, not they 8 foot ones. You know, they can.
That's like an elephant hiding up a tree.
I mean,
these are ridiculously.
Well, the Bigfoot to me, they're saying just to be one, just to be concealed. They don't want to be seen. You know,
I mean,
stuff.
It could be something just as simple as a race of people that just went back into the woods. For whatever reason.
I don't think
race
so,
of
no.
people.
I'm just saying. For example.
They've been seen every single place on the planet.
Yeah.
And then they started going on about, I've seen them in the snow now. It's like everywhere. It's ridiculous.
In Russia.
Russia as well. Russia,
yeah,
Siberia.
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Everywhere that there's...
I mean, there's many places on Earth that haven't even been discovered.
Pretty much wherever there's monkeys been living... these things have been seen.
Why is it always monkeys all the time?
Well, I'm just using that as an
example.
If they came from the same...
Everybody who believes in Darwinism, monkeys. You know, is an idiot. You know, it's in your face. It's not rocket science.
This planet.
From monkeys, you know.
This planet is country.
What?
Monkeys. Have you ever lived here?
No.
Well, have we got a Bigfoot?
There's no Bigfoots here.
But people have seen it here. That's how much bullshit
see a lot. People see a lot of things here, but I don't make them true.
No, it doesn't.
I think... I don't believe that there's a Bigfoot in the UK, no.
It was that... What's that film, that documentary we watched? The Russian Yeti, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it's called. The killer.
Killer
lives, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the difference between the UK and Russia is
see, that one
vast,
made me
isn't
feel like
it's a vast
industrial,
place,
but...
See, that one
I mean,
was,
UK,
that was crackers, wasn't it, that one?
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a...
don't mean it was a Bigfoot. Could have been KGB, could have been anything.
Absolutely.
Well, but, Yeti, wasn't it?
But when you find people... who just that one in Russia? What that was there? Some hikers, wasn't it? They actually left the tents in the middle of the night. Some of them were like start bought naked.
It was like after a week's hike as well, wasn't it?
And they just
run a hole
and
inside
found them.
The tent.
Found some of them up fucking trees. Some of them laid on the ground with their eyeballs missing.
Yeah, eyeballs torn out.
You know, like you see with the cattle mutilations.
Yeah,
similar thing in this. And all of them would try to get away from this campsite, but they actually. The tents, when they went to investigate, the tents had been like cut open from the inside. Didn't even open the door. They just cut the way out, just got out. Or something cut its way in.
Cut the way out.
Cut the way out to get out of it. And it was in that sort of that
but
much
then
of a panic.
Was that,
that got blamed on Well, it's been blamed on the KGB. Like, it's been blamed on Bigfoot.
Well, there was only like indigenous people that lived there, wasn't there?
And they
said they warned them. They said they warned them. Yeah. But there was no evidence that they said they warned them. They told them to piss off. They told them a bit angry, and they could have gone and killed them.
No, they could have.
They could have.
Well, yeah, the indigenous people that lived there could have. Well, they did say that don't look that mountain because there's bad shit that lives up there.
But they had an argument with them, didn't they?
Well, they went anyway. One of them didn't know. One of them turned back. But but anyway, Bigfoot, I'm giving it an 8. But I think because it's seen everywhere, and there's footprints, and here, samples. People have found shit of it. People have got it on trail cams.
My take is it is man's. Listen, my take on it is it is man's missing link, not monkeys. I don't believe one iota that's fucking.
You think
monkeys.
It's the missing
bullshit. Link? I reckon Bigfoot
in the evolutionary theory that you don't believe in.
No, I think it's man and Bigfoot down the line.
And I think we're cousins.
Yeah,
possibly,
definitely. There's a link.
What are you going with the old? I mean, no, he made a gigantic pinnacle.
No monkey bullshit. So I don't believe in that shit.
There's plenty of.
Bigfoot, I don't believe in it at all.
So we score
9.
9.
Cranky.
Score.
Big fat 0 for me.
0.
There's too many sightings for it. No,
too many sightings. That isn't
too many sightings. Not enough evidence.
Well, think about the panda when we went to China and that.
Every single person has got a phone with a brilliant camera on it. Everybody, and not one person goes out hiking now without them or a camera. Everybody takes selfies. There'd be a lot more now, like photographic evidence. Well, it's like the memes that you get on Facebook and stuff about the UFOs. It's like, oh, there's a UFO. Get the crappiest camera we've got. And that's what it's like. They take a blurry photo of a fuck all in the sky. And they're like,
yeah, but you can't
film. It's the same with Bigfoot.
You can't film in the sky. You can't film at night.
You can get a better photo than they'll get.
You can get a decent photograph, but filming, you're better off if you do see something in the sky, taking a photograph of it rather than trying to film it. Because... your photographs, whatever megapixels your phone is.
Yeah, the video, you're like all over the place.
Megapixels, you're reducing it by like 2/3. So you're better off. You just get like a fucking pixelated
picture.
Cameras
you don't believe in, not UFOs.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So two more then, I think. This one seems pretty plausible. Essentially, it's called the Ahul. A-H-O-O-L, Ahul. And this is a bat, basically.
A massive fruit bat.
How big is it?
Some bats are just huge, aren't they?
Yeah, it lives in the rainforest of Java in Indonesia. And again, when you're talking about the Java rainforest you're talking about a lot of places. And you know, fruit bats are fucking fairly decent size
they're
anyway.
They're huge, aren't they?
But not like what these people are saying, that this has reportedly a wingspan believed in excess of 10 feet, making it roughly the same size as a condor. So it's not out of the realms of flight, because we've got birds nowadays that are that size that can fly.
How big were pterodactyl wingspans?
No idea. But I guess there was 10 foot or smaller. I can't imagine being any bigger than that.
What he's seen.
If this is flying around at night, I mean,
if you heard a pterodactyl, you see that.
Absolutely,
that's the first thing that pops into your head.
You're going to think that's more of a pterodactyl than it is a bat, isn't
yeah,
it? Because
of course
the size
of
the
thing. Yeah, I remember Jordan Maxwell said he couldn't believe it. It's like he's gone back in time. Like, what?
You think the condor can travel halfway across the globe?
Mm.
No, not the condor. That's the albatross, isn't it? The albatross I'm thinking of. Yeah, the albatross. Same thing, that's a big bird, and that can travel quite a distance, isn't it? The condor can go really high, though, can't it?
Yeah.
It's one of them that flies up. So, you know, if this thing travels, I don't know why it travels, but you mean you must get fucking crazy owls, you know what I mean? That just fuck off.
Mm.
Like, they get, I don't know, Alzheimer's or some shit, and they forget where they're living and just fuck it, you know what I mean? Go fly from Indonesia to Canada, and he's seen in Canada, I don't know. But, or someone catches one, and it gets loose, you know? Because it's the. All these creatures, Bigfoot, owls, leprechauns, all these creatures, if they do exist, somebody's got one. You know what I mean?
Well,
somebody's got one somewhere. Because that's just the way the world is. Absolutely.
Government of them.
If you've got one of these,
and they'll try and replicate them.
But anyway, I mean, the sightings of this are often dismissed. Again, obviously, when the skeptics get involved, it's going to be an owl or an eagle or some other large fucking bird, you know, because people obviously can't tell the difference between a fucking...
A bat, it was different to the
usual fucking creature that they see, and this massive bat. I mean, it's been even this thing's even been known.
Maybe it's at night and it's black, then it must be a bat.
They come again.
Can't be anything else.
They come out at night.
Yeah, of course.
Well, are people thinking, oh, it's a bat then, because it comes out at night.
People have seen this snatching up live prey, and they've even seen it snatching up humans. So,
just throw that little one in there, don't you? That makes it unbelievable.
Yeah, that does make it a bit. But that's what they're saying. I mean, I didn't tell you how big the humans are.
Yeah, but you
I mean,
could,
maybe
you know, if something like that come down, you'd see, wouldn't you?
Maybe they snatched up all the fucking leprechauns.
I don't know.
But
I suppose if it's in the sky at night, the shadow of it's going to make it appear bigger. So maybe it's just a big fruit bat.
I can't see.
I mean, essentially, it's just.
You can't judge how far it's in the sky at night.
I mean, it's an enormous carnivorous bat now. If this is getting a lot of protein and all the rest of it, you'd think just by the evolution, in a massive area like Indonesia, if it's getting decent amounts of food, it's going
to
grow.
I thought pterodactyls needed to like jump off cliffs to get high, though, to get air to fly.
That's why they live high up, don't they?
Yeah,
they've got to live high up, haven't they?
Yeah, to jump off like an glider.
I think the bigger the wingspan,
wouldn't be able to take off the floor, run and jump.
There's
loads of different theories about pterodactyls and T Rexes and stuff like that because they reckon that a T Rex, if you got a T Rex today, it couldn't live in the gravity, like, just could not live on the Earth as the Earth is today.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the gravity and all the rest. There are loads of different reasons, but scientists have even speculated that the Earth must have been different back then.
Well, so what might have changed the gravity?
Possibly. And maybe it's the same for the pterodactyl. Maybe they're basing their mechanism for flight due to what we've got now and not on what it had there. Maybe it could fly easily. Maybe it was easier for it to fly than not.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but
most
for me,
I've seen of is the,
a massive bat.
Eagles,
I mean, I've seen
the
some...
eagles will live high up, won't they? Because they've got a good wingspan.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
So the, you know,
I mean, it's not unprecedented to get a bird, a massive bird. Is, I mean, we know we're talking about mammal here, but to me, there's birds this size.
You might as well talk about a witch on a fucking broom, really, aren't you? Really,
well,
might as well, because it's.
But
is
I
anything
think,
else? It's.
I think location.
I don't know. I don't think so.
And the size of bats, anyway. It's not.
Some bats are huge, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Absolutely huge.
I mean, this has only got 10.
That's
not,
what I mean.
No,
I think it is just perception. If you've got a massive bat flying above your head, it's hard to predict how big it is.
So
how close or how far it is.
But let's just say that you think it is a bigger bat than they usually
are.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but if it flew closer, a massive fruit bat, and you just looked up as a glimpse, you'd think it was huge.
Yeah, all right. So if you think...
You say...
Yeah, because I've seen...
Because it could
like,
be really close,
I've
and
seen
you could think it's far away,
bats.
So you say it's massive.
I've seen fruit bats in the dark, and they are absolutely massive.
Yeah.
So would you say it's 10 foot?
No, I wouldn't say it's 10 foot, but I've not seen that at all.
And I can't say say if it was that big. Trying to, it wouldn't be able to.
Foot is a hang glider, isn't it?
Mm.
So it's got a body the size of a human.
Yeah, it won't be.
Well, it's going to get.
Well, again, we did some stories on that, the cryptids, didn't we? Where the one in America was like human, but there was like devils kind of thing, wasn't it? You know what I mean? So I mean, it's. I think that's just a big fruit bat.
It's impossible for that. Though.
I think it's a big fruit bat.
Big fruit bat.
That don't make it any less.
It doesn't make it unreal, does it?
No, but still, they still exist, don't they?
Yeah. So this, for me, is a doer, isn't it? Because I'm going to give it a 6.
Well, I'll give it an 8. It's just a fruit bat. That's it.
A massive fruit bat.
Big fruit bat, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say 10 foot, though.
Well, as you said before, but because someone looks up, it's fucking big.
No,
yeah,
absolutely.
So they'll say, oh, it's so.
Yeah, so that doesn't make it real, then.
Yeah.
The 10 foot one doesn't make it real.
I think I'm basing it on
somebody else's.
Yeah, you're looking at someone's
image,
you have 20 foot, and you think, hang on, 20 foot? well, it looked like, it looked 20 foot.
No, I think
it could be shrunk a bit more. Yeah,
it's
10
like
foot,
us telling someone how big the sun is by looking at it.
Yeah.
Or the moon.
Yeah.
It's only perception, isn't it? It's what you feel, isn't it?
Fucking big.
If you looked at the moon now, you could say it's only an inch.
Mm.
You tell everyone it's an inch. Yeah, well...
Well, I'm going... Well, base
I'm not going for the 10-footer,
no,
so...
No, base it on the 10-footer. Yeah, I think you have to. Because otherwise we're just talking about a fruit bat.
No, then.
You're saying no. So, zero. What score? Zero?
Of course, yeah.
So you don't think there could be just one, no, I don't one think massive fruit one. Bat out of a head?
No.
Or pack, or whatever they call bats. Rook? No. Group? Swarm?
Flock?
There will be a flock, not birds, isn't it?
Flock crowd?
Birds, not mammals, is it? I don't know.
A shoal.
That we call a group of bats.
School.
No, it's fish.
Rookery. Fuck knows.
I don't know.
A lot of bats. So you don't think there could be a big bat out of
bats? Bats don't live solitary, though, do they?
No.
Fruit bats don't either, do they?
No.
But this is seen.
So this would be a big tree one, full of 10-foot bats.
No, I think this one is pretty much this scene on its own, generally.
What's it hanging from? It's a 10-foot bat's going to be heavy, isn't it?
Yeah. I can fucking. I'm heavy, but I can fucking hang. Hang upside down.
Yeah, but not 50 of you. Well, in a tree.
Yeah, but if
you
lives
you'd
in
be seen, wouldn't you? If you were hanging from a tree, I'd notice you.
It lives in caves, doesn't it? I guess.
Hanging from a tree.
It's a big cave.
No.
We've got to give it a score.
Yeah, go on then.
What?
I don't like it.
You're at zero.
Yeah.
For the bat.
I believe in fruit bats, but I don't believe in a 10-foot bat.
It's not 10-foot bat, its wings are 10-foot, it's not body.
Yeah, but if it was up there,
give it a score.
It's as long as
well,
if
it's a fruit bat, which I think it is, and it's a big fucking fruit bat, I'll give it a 5.
Based on a 10-foot wingspan.
This is 10-foot room, this right there.
Yeah.
So you think 50%.
So is it that big?
And I reckon there's bigger bats than what it's safe. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you watch all these wildlife programs, all these little, small little bats.
That's got
let me show you the
well.
Big ones, look.
I know, yeah. But
don't video that. Don't just show them the small ones.
I don't think, like you on about the air being thinner or the gravity, I don't think it could handle it now. I don't think a pterodactyl could handle it now.
I don't think there's no difference. I don't think there's a difference in the air than it was now than it was
17
for the it could be though
2 million years ago. I think
we lost light, didn't we? I don't know how many centuries.
I said it was just going
to that's why I come to before again is science. I think science is bullshit.
When that meteor smashed in, it could have
rattled through these.
Was it a meteor though?
I was just going to do one more, but let's see if we can just rattle through these.
Okay,
mate. The Mongolian death worm. How would you describe that fucking thing?
Yeah. How big is it?
4 foot long.
Yeah.
Subterranean. Basically.
There was a worm found the other day that was ridiculously big. It was like 6 foot.
What, a house?
A normal earthworm.
A common worm.
Houseworm.
What the fuck's a houseworm?
Worms are worms, aren't they? You're thinking about the garden. Yeah, worms are worms. You know?
So you're talking about a worm that's normally what 4 inches long.
So what's the difference between that then and a normal worm? Just size.
Well, for the description of this, it's basically
there's a photo of it there.
No, oh, actually, that's a drawing. But I mean,
is it?
Yeah, no
it
one's managed
like
to
a really
get this
good on. Drawing.
Someone should have got this on film. But fucking, essentially, it's a tremor, isn't it? Remember the film Tremors?
Oh, I believe in that shit.
It's
No.
It's not a tremor, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
You've seen Tremors, haven't you? Just
Mongolian
tremors
death
worm. Massive.
Yeah.
It lives in the Gobi. There's loads of things that live out that way. I mean, there's a bear that lives out there no one ever sees.
Well, someone must have.
Yeah, they do see it, but they reckon it was extinct. They keep finding it every now and again. But yeah, it was this thing was seen in 2005. Some zoology people saw it out there. They weren't looking for this, but they bumped into it. They speculated that it might be some sort of unknown type of worm lizard. So
I agree with Paul though. Where's the photography? Where's the pictures?
Yeah, yeah. Especially someone who's out there. Looking
well, I guess
for
that
woman,
it spends
like
most
creatures.
If you see something, you set the cameras up.
And document it. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
And then just I see a big worm.
Yeah. Well, I guess that it spends most of its life underground, but. The locals, the Mongolians, they say that if you do come in contact with this thing, it spits venom at you from its mouth.
So the Mongolians would probably know more about it just because they eat everything they see.
Mm.
They'd eat that, wouldn't they?
They also say if anyone touches it, they'll be instantly killed. Oh, that's probably why they call it the Mongolian death worm.
Oh, right, okay.
But,
it's venomous, is it?
But something that sort of size, living underground, I don't know what it's eating under there, but maybe they're eating each other. But
it could have been the one-off, couldn't it?
4 foot, though. It's not out of the realms of possibility.
It's not massive,
desert,
is it?
Four foot's not that. Right?
4 foot's only that, and you don't know what the girth of it is, do you?
Yeah.
It could be skinny, it could be a
pencil. And the sightings of this worm go back several centuries. So, and like I say, the last one, if you believe, the last one was 2005, so that ain't that far away, is
it? Well, earthworm, we've got photos of it, haven't there? The big one that they found.
So,
and there's only one photo of that.
Yeah, there's only like...
Something that can live under like the ground can hide.
There's only like a couple of fucking pictures of the Biliate.
Yeah.
Which is basically a Sasquatch.
The thing is that...
7 to 8 foot tall chimpanzee that lives in the Congo.
That sits...
There's only a couple of
photographs. 2 inch off the floor?
No, it lives under the ground.
Yeah, but if you see... If it's on top of the floor, you'd walk straight... Well, you wouldn't have to walk straight past it, but it could have been under foliage, under leaves, couldn't it? There's something like a Bigfoot that's 8 foot that stood next to a tree, you'd notice, wouldn't you?
Obviously, it's on the ground, it's going to be...
I don't know what the diameter of it is, but I'm imagining it's the size of like an arm or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a couple of leaves could hide it, you wouldn't notice, would you?
If you could find...
There could be billions of them.
So I think it's plausible.
Yeah,
plausible. Yeah, definitely, that
and
size.
It might be one of these, it might use its teeth and all the sensors on the front, it might scavenge dead animals. Possibly. Decaying animals or something. So...
Well, it probably just lives off.
It's going to get enough dead animals living in the desert.
Wood or something. It's like grubs.
But it's spitting venom, so maybe it pops every now and again. Maybe it's an ambush predator at night or something.
What do worms eat?
Anything.
They just eat vegetation, don't they? But I don't think this one does, so it's spitting venom. So I'm going to go...
Yeah, but that's only protecting itself, though, isn't it?
I'm going to give it a 4. Think just location alone, and it, you know what I mean, it's only reported in that one spot, and the sightings go back, like I say, what, several centuries. So
I'll go for 4 with you.
4.
I'll go for 3 on that one.
3.
And I'll go for 3.
So that's the Mongolian death worm. Jeez, look, there's another massive worm in the should we do the Otter King? This is cool. The Otter King, or Water Hound, or the Dobarchu, is an Irish legend, if you will. And essentially, it's usually described as half dog, half fish hybrid, with a snaking body covered in thick fur. So it essentially represents a fucking otter, but massive. Now, people have heard this thing laughing at them and all sorts of fucking shit, but I mean,
what's that then?
People normally see this and it normally tries to to get away. Now, it supposedly lives in isolated,
but they're not happy
either. Isolated freshwater rivers in Ireland. So,
did you tell you
size of a dog?
Oh,
Again, sightings date back several centuries. At least 2 gravestones, one in County Leitrim, and dating back as 1722, people were reported attacked and killed by it.
What size are we talking here?
Dog size.
Dog size. Dogs are, well, so it's only... got 2 hours. I mean, what are we in? Great Dane, are we talking?
I big size. A big like seal, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Big otter. I mean, otters are big anyway. Yeah, aren't they? Really,
yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, we're
it
talking...
It could just be a seal.
It could just be a massive otter, but people are saying they've been attacked and killed by it. There's at least 2 gravestones.
They have vicious answers.
There's at least 2 gravestones stating that people have been killed by this thing. But, again... We're talking about an animal that could have existed, but maybe doesn't exist any longer. But then you got 2000, an Irish artist, Sean Cochran, I think his name was an Irish name.
Cochran.
And he and his wife saw one on Omi Island in Connemara County in Galloway. And they said it was large, dark, with orange flippers and swam the width of the lake in a few seconds.
What was that? Off flippers.
This one does.
Oh, okay.
The otter king.
It's not an otter then, is it? It's
and
a
then
seal.
It shot behind a boulder, so it swam the lake, you know, in a few seconds, which is fast. Then it jumps behind a boulder out of sight and then gave a haunting screech.
Like a seal.
Like a seal.
Yeah, but we're coming back to the banshee, aren't we? Because the banshee's
that's a dolphin.
A banshee, Irish banshee, aren't we?
So, otter king.
Yeah, we'll have to say a seal. I'm sure you get a runt of the litter out of a seal anyway. So
you're going to get big otters, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think if you haven't seen an otter before, you don't expect it to be as big as it is. especially the ones, you know, like when you see them in zoos and they feed them and that, and they just get like a fish and just go rip it in half, and you're like, okay, no, that was my arm. So, otter, giant otter, otter king.
It's not that big, is it, compared to...
No, there's not.
I don't know how big a normal otter is, but the size of a dog.
They're not saying it's walking upright or wearing a cloak and a crown.
Yeah, it's
got flippers, but, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
how could you see flippers if it swam the fucking lake?
That's what I'm saying.
And jumped out the other side. You wouldn't see
it. Yeah, would you? No.
So I'm going, it's actual otter king, I'm saying zero. I think big otter, yes, definitely. But otter king, no.
No.
What, just one of them?
Yeah. Well, no, it's been seen. But then people have been killed by it. So I think it could have existed, this thing.
But you get like the human race.
Yeah, but if people, like, you know, it might especially be end day, you know, 1700s, right, the mythology was really rife. I mean, you could take somebody out, kill him, and then blame on the Otter King, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Say,
oh, he did it. The Otter King did it.
He did it. So, you know.
It was magic.
Yeah. But what
about in them days, all religious
stuff? Yeah, definitely.
This thing could have existed back then.
But you get people now, don't you, that are like 9 foot, 10 foot.
Yeah, but people maybe just seeing random. a big otter, and because they heard the stories of the Otter King, they say, oh, I saw the Otter King. But actually, it was just a big otter they saw.
Yeah, a big otter.
But, like, Spring Hill Jack, you know, people keep seeing Spring Hill Jack because they know the stories of Spring Hill Jack. So every time I see something, they think, oh, it's Spring Hill Jack. So, I'm going to have to say zero, but I think it did exist. That's my... I'm going to say zero, but I think it did exist.
I don't know what we're talking about. Is it just one otter?
Yeah.
That's big.
No, well, it's obviously not just one. It must be a race of them.
Just a big otter to me.
Yeah, you can't have nothing wrong with big otters.
That kill people.
It's not that, I don't think
it did.
Man eating otters.
No.
Any mammal, if you go to it, it'll attack you.
We're talking about an otter king.
Yeah, with flippers and look at dark now.
You want about living in a castle with a crown?
No, I'm on
and
about.
And he's in charge of other otters.
I think they're really a lot more bigger than this one that people are seeing now.
Yeah, I believe in them.
But I don't think it exists now, this one.
Mm.
But big otters do. I think that's what people are mistaking big otters for this thing.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how big this thing used to be.
Give it a two.
Two for the otter.
Two for the otter, yeah.
You saying?
Otter, I'll give it a one.
I'm going to change to two because I think, because people are killed by it and that.
As before, in them days, you could get somebody, so creature, you could take it down, kill somebody and blame it on that.
Yeah.
And then it was God's work.
Maybe that's where Maymay.
Let's do one more then. I was going to do Megalodon, which is basically just
it's
a massive.
A dinosaur.
Yeah.
He did exist though.
He did exist, but does he still exist?
Mm. Oh, no, he doesn't.
But I can't really say there's any recent science of that.
Yeah.
It's mostly just bullshit when you wear stupid documentaries and that. Stupid documentaries on History Channel and shit. So let's go for the Kraken. Now, this thing. It's basically what, a giant octopus? Is it a squid? Is it an octopus?
Well, I checked into when we were doing the troll, the trolls and that, and basically it was most stories, you know, huge monster of it. It was a giant squid, huge, massive, not squid, yeah, you know, giant squid. But so obviously, people's got different perceptions on the Kraken. Is it?
Well, this.
I don't not believe in giant squids, but I don't believe that there's a squid that big that could
that's the legend of the Kraken that separates it from the squids that we know about today, is that it used to pull ships to the grimy sea, the grimy bottoms. Well, this was...
I mean, the Vikings as well.
Yeah, Nordic legends absolutely full of it. Yeah.
Pulling ships down.
But even when you
think... Their boat wasn't as big, though, was it?
The giant...
The boats was made with a head.
To scare it off.
Yeah. To scare off these creatures. But never weight like, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Because they still get pulled down.
People were talking about giant squids for ages and ages. Not just the Kraken, but just giant squids in general. And then it was only recently when they got film of it. And to get footage of it, they had to put the cameras 2,000 foot deep.
Yeah.
And they got the actual footage of this thing, and it was 26 feet long.
Yeah,
which you think about
that's just one of them, though, isn't it?
Yeah, how many fucking buses is that? It's got to be a couple of double deckers, that, isn't it?
20 feet long.
26. How much long is a double decker?
Don't know. Probably about 20 foot.
Yeah, can't be 20 foot long double decker, can it?
Yeah.
I think it's two fucking buses long. That fucker. But that's big, isn't it? And people were going on about this.
The bus isn't 10 foot long, is it?
And people didn't believe them. 15?
How tall are you?
Yeah, but you see, if these squids live really deep, 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 why would they come above?
Oh, they don't come up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, so why would they pull the ships down?
The squids don't, but if the Kraken's some sort of...
Well, they had to go up to surface.
Yeah. The way I look at it, if there's a 26 foot long squid, there's something that's feeding on a 26 foot long squid.
It needs food, doesn't it?
I think there's something feeding on it. If there's a 26 foot long squid, and squids aren't the fucking brightest of fucking creatures,
no.
There's something eating that, I would say.
No. What about a whale? There's nothing not bigger 2000, than a whale that eats it.
Not 2,000 foot deep. There's something down there eating it, and whether that's
whales
an octopus,
are massive
a massive octopus.
It eats stuff that you can hardly see. It doesn't mean it has to eat.
But
there's even old
maps with Kraken, like particular areas where they say don't go because there's fucking Krakens here. Now,
I would like to go online and check out the word Kraken and see what it means. Because every word has a meaning, won't it? Also, yeah. Kraken. What does it mean? That's giant squid.
So they just made some up.
What was that film?
Maybe it was mistaken identity. Then maybe every now and again one of these things dies and floats to the surface or whatever, and the ship's ploughed into it and they thought, oh look, it's attacking us. You know.
No, I can't see that.
No,
I can't see that.
Right in the middle of the ocean.
That's a mental scenario.
Or maybe cutting off and boiling it, wouldn't they be eating it?
Or maybe they dropped the nets in and it got caught in the nets.
That
could be possible, because if they drop the nets, then it could pull them down.
Maybe that's what happens.
If it pulls, because then they've got the nets and
yeah,
it down.
Yeah, maybe the net one.
And then they pull the ship.
Bring it on board.
But they could have just been seeing this 26 foot long squid, what everyone said didn't exist until recently. So. Kraken, the legend as it is, maybe it's not a legend anymore.
I think in the Second World War there was reports of all these creatures.
Which do you think's more plausible than the Megalodon or the Kraken?
Kraken, giant squid definitely, and I think there's bigger bigger ones. That we know that existed millions of years ago.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore,
but we know giant squid's still there.
That
could be bigger
the sea,
size.
If that was still
alive. Not giant squids around when the...
I mean,
the
everything's got
around.
A predator, hasn't it? Everything's got a predator.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So what squid...
If there's 26 full-long squids, there's got to be megalodons running around feeding on.
Well, everything's got a predator.
Yeah. Humans aren't.
Nothing's safe, is it?
Well, that could be the apex predator.
Humans don't have predators, do they?
We've got loads of predators,
haven't
we?
We do if we're in the jungle,
yeah. We
just get a gun. Yeah. man kills man. Mm. So
man's a predator.
Yeah.
I think...
Because we kill our own.
A tiger or a lion.
God.
There's a lot of creatures that take a man out, isn't it? We're pretty useless.
Correct.
You know, we need weapons in that to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
This is why we've always it's a group mentality, isn't it? That's made us dominant in the past.
We're not dominant.
Weapons.
Yeah, weapons now, but sticking together, banding together helps us initially.
Yeah, termites won't be able to take you out.
So Kraken then. What are we going for on a score on the old Kraken?
Well, if we go for Kraken, it's a giant squid. I'm going quite high here.
Yeah, if it's
something else, then no.
But I'm not going for pulling boats under.
I think they've dropped the nets and someone pulled them. Unless they cut loose the nets.
Let's base it.
Pull them down.
If you've got a 20-foot
squid in your net and you pulled it up, it wouldn't be happy, would it?
Let's base it on.
No, it'd
lash out, wouldn't it?
It's like you put a line down, like for a fish, and then as soon as you get a tug, you pull the fish up, wouldn't you? You know what I mean?
I'll tell you a story about fishing in a minute, but let's base it on pulling ships under, because that's what it's meant to do. So if you do you believe that there's a creature out there that could pull it? Ships nowadays ain't going to pull it.
Do ships still go missing?
I mean, look at the Bermuda Triangle. You know, the ship going missing there all the time.
They're saying
it's gas bubbles and all that, but
yeah, shit, bullshit again.
I think it's more likely to be the Kraken.
Yep. I'd go for giant squid, bigger than that 20.
But does it pull ships under? Because that's what the myth says.
No, I don't think it's...
Base it on that.
The thing is, it doesn't know more, does it?
So if it lives so far under the ocean, why does it need to come to the surface?
It doesn't.
Well, why does it need... Obviously looking for
the myths. For the legends. So,
If it was still pulling boats under, I'd have to say, yeah. But
there's some
not,
ship, there's some reports of it, like, grabbing hold of a ship and then managing to cut its one tentacle off and it's just laid on the fucking ship, thrashing around and
smashing
shit.
Everybody off.
And then chuck it back over.
Yeah, but you've got to say Pirates of the Caribbean again, it showed me the same. Squid, you know?
So, it, based on pulling ships under, score?
No.
Zero.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it's not a zero.
Zero.
Zero, zero, zero. So good night, Krakan.
Shame, though.
So,
let's look at the scores.
I like squid as well. It's quite tasty. In you last... caught one of them and, you know, it's quite...
In joint last place is the leprechaun and the Loch Ness Monster. Scoring zero.
Well, the Kraken got nothing.
Second to bottom. Oh, the Kraken as well. Yeah, that's zero, isn't it?
Yep.
So those three scored fuck all. Then you got the Derbychu or the Otter King with five, even though none of us thought it existed. So I don't know how it got fucking five.
What was that?
No, that's we said if. It
oh,
was,
right, yeah.
It was just, it's an otter.
The
giant
otter,
otter.
Yeah.
So, nothing else.
It's definitely plausible.
Not a dog head. You know what I mean? It had to be an otter. Yeah. Huge otter.
If it's wearing a crown, then no.
And then we got then we got the Kappa. Following up shortly with seven. That's not a bad score for the Kappa.
Yeah.
Michaela Membi got eight. And then in joint... Oh, no, we got ten for the fucking... How do we get ten for a meme? Oh, that's you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's me, that.
Ten for me.
I just believe... I just... Sorry, because that's my Atlantis. Atlantis.
We give it zero.
And then in first place, joint first place, we have... Oh, no, second place. Joint second place, we have the Howl... The Giant Sloth and the Mongolian Deathworm, all scoring 11. And today's winner, unsurprisingly, I suppose, is the Bigfoot with a score of 17.
No, the Worm should have won that.
The Worm.
The Worm should have won.
Well, the Worm's second, so he's not far off.
I'm going to give the Worm a 10 to take it first.
Too late. Score's already done.
I don't want Bigfoot to win.
Bigfoot one. So, yeah. So, basically, I'll put that up on Twitter then. I'll put the poll up. I'll put the, you know, the thing up there for everybody to see. And then they can all score it. And then we'll give the thing out next week of what the score was for the...
I think everybody should look into myth and think, well, there is a story behind it, but it's how people perceive what they see.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, is a banshee, wailing, or it could be an old woman, you know, or, you know, Billy, you know, in a cloak, and she's mad or something, you know, non-compos mentis. She's a banshee, you know, it's what people perceive. Yeah, you know.
I think a lot of things to keep people away or to lure people in.
Yeah, same. I think the same again with Loch Ness. I think it's a crowd puller.
Yeah.
Creature. There's a lot of everybody, thousands a year or whatever, come and see the Loch Ness.
I think Bigfoot's a massive industry now as well.
Bigfoot, yeah.
So even when it starts dying down, I'm pretty sure there's loads of, like, hillbillies out there.
You wait till...
Just say... Oh, we've got another site, you know, we found some more here that we
can identify, so you wait till it gets proven and there'll be
I don't think it'll ever be proven. I've been chasing it for far too long and it's been seen so many places.
I think the government though, and I think they've got places here where they've got Bigfoot as held as well. And I think they're doing.
I don't think the government will be able to keep up with it. It's too fucking vast. It's massive.
I think they know some stuff.
They die and no one's found any.
Yeah, but people don't find carcasses of a lot of things in the woods. It's just predators and...
They do.
And, you know, rot sets in.
They always leave a skull or something that they don't want to eat.
It's Christmas, so it's time to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas and a very big thank you for listening to us this past year. And we hope that you have a great Christmas. And that being said, I just wanted to thank some other podcasts that have... helped us out this year and, you know, just generally got on with this year. So that would be like the Whatcast, which I was on, episode 165. A guy called Jim Theory does the Dimensions Bucket Magazine podcast, which is like, he just narrates stories and that and creepy shit. It's fucking, it's all good. podcast 1289, them guys. Merry Christmas and thanks for that. The TX Files, great. Scared podcast, I was on that, episode 18. Great show, love that one. Secret Transmissions, Jim Arold's Campfire podcast, Sasquatch Chronicles, and a big thank you to the Higher Side Chats. If you get a chance, check out those guys, those podcasts I've mentioned. So yeah, so just a thank you to all them. I hope I haven't missed anybody. Oh, that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Have a good Christmas, and we'll probably speak to you in the new year. Thank you for listening.
Good night.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.